USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying it is time for U.S. ground troops to come home from Syria, saying ISIS has been defeated. The president says so in a video posted on his own Twitter page, announcing that he will be pulling out 2,000 U.S. forces from Syria effective immediately. Many Republicans and Democrats in Congress immediately criticizing the move. Even a recent cheerleader of President Trump's, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, says,
I think ISIS is more likely to come back because I don't agree with the president that they're defeated in Syria.
Graham and other lawmakers say the move would also give Russia and Iran exactly what they've been calling for. The Senate approved it, and now the House is taking up a funding bill today that would keep the government running into February. And it doesn't contain the president's border wall funding. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.